Speaking of the business world, I want to step right in with Mr. Mike Brennan, who's with us from MI Tech News. How you doing, Mike?
I'm the proud owner of a MacBook Pro, by the way. So I was listening to you guys.
You are a creative type anyway, though, Mike.
Well, that's it. You know, I like to think so.
you were listening to us, and so you have. How long have you been a Mac user?
Oh, God, years. For what I do, it's the best. And now we're moving into video, and it's even better. So.
Yep. And you've been doing editing, and in that world, it's been a big help for you in that world. Look, by the way, Mike Brennan with MI Tech News. MI Tech News is a great source for information on what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan. And Mike's been doing this for a long time. And what we try to do every week is to give you a little sample of some of the headlines that are out there at mitechnews.com. And Mike, one of the things I saw this week really caught my eye was the story about the pipeline leak that could possibly threaten Michigan's shore.
Well, it's not a leak yet, but it is a 63-year-old pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac run by Enbridge, and a lot of crude goes through there, 20 million gallons of light crude every day. And so the U of M did some studies. They did some, what-if projections. And the worst-case scenario is if that thing ruptures, 700 miles of shoreline on Lake Huron in Michigan would be covered in oil. So... Enbridge has not been cooperating with the state on the inspections. They're doing inspections, but they're not really sharing what they're finding out. Mm. A lot of people are very concerned about it.
Oh, yes. Well, I had no idea. And Ed, you were nodding yes, because I think your folks lived up in that area.
Yeah, we definitely live up in that area. And I understand that the university actually ran 800 simulations for different weather conditions, currents, and the times of the year. And it was devastating in most of them.
20 million?
Yeah, that's a real ecologically sensitive area. It's a big tourist area.
Yeah.
And Enbridge is the one who delivered us the pipeline burst in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here, you know? So.
Well, this is the kind of news headlines that Mike follows. And let me give you one other one I saw here is DTE has a solar display that they're putting up. Was in the city of Detroit, am I right?
Yeah, 10 acres of vacant land near Interstate 96 and Greenfield Road, the old O'Shea Park area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was approved by the city council, so it'll take a little while to get in installed and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it provides enough power to power 450 homes. Not a big number, but hey, it's a great start, right?
You know? And that really is neat that the city of Detroit is going to create a space for that kind of thing to happen. All right, one last headline, and that is about something happening with online technologies and the health industry.
Yeah, they landed a big client in the healthcare area, one of the big healthcare providers, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, Advamis. And anyway, they do a lot of HIPAA stuff. And that's what Jan and the crew there pride themselves on, is providing a very secure environment for that sort of thing. Because otherwise, you know, HIPAA, your healthcare records get out in the open and heads roll on that one. So after a long and exhaustive study, this company selected them, and I'm sure Jan and everyone over there is very happy about that. Major client win for them.
I bet they are. Well, these kind of news headlines, you see everything from critical issues like the possibility of an oil spill to some of the new technologies going up like the DTE and their solar array. Those are all kind of things that you can find along with information about entrepreneurship and clean energy and a whole bunch of other stuff for absolutely nothing. Free. You can get that every week on Friday. You'll have all these headlines delivered. And then on Wednesdays as well, there's all sorts of video resources and audio as well. That comes to you again free. F-R-E-E. Costs you nothing. All you got to do is go to mitechnews.com, put your email address in there, and Mike will have it on its way to you twice a week on Wednesdays and on Fridays. Mike, once again, thank you so much for doing a great job of gathering this information and for offering it to our listeners as well.
Thanks, guys. And Max Rule, by the way.
So. All right.
Sometimes.
I know. You poked the bear. Take care, Mike.